Hello guys, welcome back after quite a long break. This is Sushyapa and you are listening to Lay Sushyapa, a place where we discuss the things which stimulate your minds, where we don't hesitate to think, express our heart and mind out without the fear of being ridiculed. First of all, let me tell you why I was away from podcasting for quite some time. I won't say that I was busy or anything, but you see, I don't select the topics here. Rather, the topics select me, and I found this topic which we are going to discuss today very intriguing, less talked yet extremely important. Today I'm going to share my views about us as consumers and why we suck at it. We suck as a consumer. Why today consumer spells slavery? How very conveniently the major part of our society is being manipulated through propaganda, made to buy and consume things that we don't even need at all, but to feel that they have a value in society, and for that momentary gratification we end up owning the useless things. Our education system is equally responsible for this huge gap in wealth distribution across the globe. From the top 1% rich, we all know how many possess college degrees. All they possess is the dream and a clear vision. Of course, the money is involved too. The study conducted by the World Institute for Development Economic Research at United Nations University shows that the richest 1% of the adults alone owned 40% of the global assets in the year 2000, and that the richest 10% of adults accounted for 85% of the world's total, while the bottom half of the world's adult population owned 1% of the global wealth. I don't say that only the top 1% are the creators or the leaders with great intent, but each subcategory has that leader, that innovator or the creator, but the percentage again comes down to 1 to 10%. So why the rest of the 80 to 90% possess only 1% of the total global wealth? Are we as a consumer really in control? Are we really aware of our own needs? Why is there a FOMO if we don't buy the next version of a smartphone, but don't feel left out intellectually? Firstly, we also need to understand that this 1 to 10% of the rich population are the innovators, creators, providers, and also money makers. So why do we as the rest of the 90% of the global consumer society can't be the innovators or the creators? If the wealth is unevenly distributed, so are the opportunities and the facilities. To understand what can be done to solve this global issue, for centuries, we first need to understand the history of us being a consumer. According to the Atlantic's article, How Humans Became Consumers, a History by Frank Trintman, it was in the earlier work, 1759's The Theory of Moral Sentiments, that Smith put his finger on the social and psychological impulses that push people to accumulate objects and gadgets. People, he observed, were stuffing their pockets with little conveniences and then buying coats with more pockets to carry even more. By themselves, tweezer cases, elaborate snuff boxes, and other baubles might not have much use, but Smith pointed out what mattered was people looked at them as a means of happiness. What mattered was that people looked at them as a means of happiness. It was in people's imagination that these objects became part of a harmonious system and made the pleasures of wealth grand and beautiful and noble. The moral assessment was a giant step towards a more sophisticated understanding of consumption, for it challenged the dominant negative mindset that went back to the ancients. From Plato in ancient Greek to Saint Augustine and the Christian fathers to writers in the Italian Renaissance, thinkers routinely condemned the pursuit of things as wicked and dangerous because it corrupted the human soul, destroyed republics, and overthrew the social order. The splendor of luxus, the Latin word for luxury, smacked of luxuria, excess, and lechery. The term consumption itself entered circulation with a heavy burden. It originally derived from the Latin word consumere and found its way first into French in the 12th century, and from there into English and later into other European languages. It meant the using of food, candles, and other resources. The body too could be consumed. This is why in English, the wasting disease, tuberculosis, was called consumption. to complicate matters, there was a similar sounding Latin word, consumma, as in Christ's last word on the cross, consummatum est, or est, meaning it is finished. The word came to mean using up, wasting away, and finishing. Perhaps those meanings informed the way that many pre-modern governments regulated citizens' consumption. Between the 14th and 18th century, most European states and their American colonies ruled out an ever longer list of sumptuary laws to try and stem the tide of fashion and fineries. The Venetian Senate stipulated in 1512 that no more than 6 forks and 6 spoons could be given as wedding gifts. Gilded chests and mirrors were completely forbidden. 2 centuries later, in German states, women were fined or thrown in jail for sporting a cotton neckerchief. To rulers and moralists, such a primitive, restrictive view of the world of goods made eminent sense. These societies lived with limited money and resources. In an era before sustained growth, money spent on a novelty item from afar, such as Indian cotton, was money lost to the local treasury and to local producers. Those producers and the land they owned were heralded as sources of strength and virtue. Consumers, by contrast, were seen as fickle and a drain on wealth. The pace with which technology is changing our lives is astonishing. But have we progressed as a person, as a society, or even as a country? The tech opened up the world of information and knowledge, but how many people are really using that power of knowledge? Almost everything is free out there if you really wish to learn something. But not many of us realize the potential of the power we possess in our hands. While tech is meant to make us independent, it has made us more dependent on technology. The amount of social media we consume is a big illusionary distraction. While many suggest abstaining from overindulgence and consumption, it has made the new generation more insecure, lonely, and depressed. Can we change it? Can we solve this problem? No. We don't need to force the solutions, as gradually things will change. But it will be easy to start with at least acknowledging this problem. Being a consumer isn't only about buying or shopping, but what we watch, what information we consume. Tech was meant to make us independent, but it has made us all more dependent and so busy that we never really realize our purpose, ambitions. That's why the new generation seems so lost and disillusioned. Today's impatient generation needs everything fast. But to succeed, one needs to be consistent and focused. But instead of using the saved time to build ourselves, we overconsume information, and the same is the case with entertainment, food, and gadgets. We really don't know how much is really sufficient. Not everyone needs to be the Bill Gates or the Elon Musks of the future. But also, not everyone is meant to be doing 9-to-5 jobs and get sucked. Someone quoted that there are 2 important events in your life. First is the day that you were born, and the second is when you realize why you were born. Giving up on your dreams is heartbreaking, yet convenient. But following your dreams is even more brutal at times, but it's totally worth it, because in the end, you will be full of experience, gratitude, and not full of regrets. And those who follow this path end up in the top 1%. And to be in the top requires intention, and not only the advanced technology or only money. We as consumers have done more damage to our planet Earth than anyone else in the history. We have damaged the ecosystem and still don't know where to stop. Sadly, we forgot to upgrade ourselves. We are merely updating ourselves to the changing technology. Upgrading and updating are 2 different things. There needs to be an awareness, and this should start from the school itself, and not only after you join the business school. How money works should be taught from a very young age. But sadly, when we pass out from the college, we come out with a dream, a degree, and a lot of educational debt. Since the last decade, e-commerce has changed the way we purchase, and convenient payment methods have changed the way we shop. Impulsive shopping is more convenient, and people find it therapeutic. Businesses have realized and always target wealthy consumers for marketing. The lifestyle of the upper class, the tastes and the preferences have become the standard for all the consumers. a consumer gets instant gratification of purchasing an expensive item to improve social status. Emulation is also a core component of the 21st century consumerism, where the general class tries to follow the class above them in the hierarchy and the poor class tries to emulate the wealthy class. Whereas the wealthy class tries to follow the celebrities and the icons. That's why we see the celebrities and famous personalities endorsing the products and give them a sense of being like them. Famous economist Viktor Lebov quoted that our enormously productive economy demands that we make consumption our way of life, that we convert the buying and use of goods into a ritual, that we seek out spiritual satisfaction and our ego satisfaction in consumption. We need things consumed, burned up, worn out, replaced and discarded at an ever-increasing rate. So this was an attempt to discuss various factors about us as consumers and its impact. Please contribute to this by being vocal and sharing your thoughts and ideas, even if they differ. Also, don't forget to follow me, and if you think this is of value, you can support this effort and be a patron so that I can make more and more such episodes. Thank you so much for hearing me out, and yes, I write and compose the songs as well, so you can hear my songs on Spotify and watch them on YouTube channel as well. So see you next time with more interesting topics. Till then, keep listening. Let's sushi apa. Bye bye.